an expectation by Dr. Sharon or Mesa MD is patient patient Barbara Perez hyphen Reyna. This is a tremor exercise stress test. File EST space Perez hyphen Reyna, P-E-R-E-Z hyphen R-A-N-A, space B. Carter Care Associates letterhead. Tremor exercise stress test, date of examination. /5/22, referring physician. It looks like it's a Sapateur Pilar. Let me just see who's who here. It's Pilar, P-I-L-A-R, Sapateur, S-A-B-A-T-E-R. MD, and then CC Alexandru Kimmel, MD. Performing physician Sharon Armeza, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication. Clinical indication, 43-year-old female with history of rheumatoid arthritis. Chest discomfort. And history of infection with COVID. Correction. 43-year-old female with history of rheumatoid arthritis, COVID, and COVID with complaint of chest discomfort. Period. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph. Baseline ECG. Normal sized rhythm, comma, QS, V1, V2, comma, consider septal MI of indeterminate age. New paragraph. Baseline blood pressure. 100 over 70. Period. Baseline heart rate. /82 beats per minute, parentheses, heart rate of 103, standing on the treadmill, close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, no, we did that already. So new paragraph, the patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 6 minutes to the completion of stage 2 of Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 155, parentheses, 88% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 120 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure prior to 18600, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph, patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress. The recovery period, she experienced dyspnea at peak stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity of only 7 mets. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with a normal attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. The patient had a final blood pressure of 102 over 66 and heart rate of 110 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph conclusions 1. Normally, ST portion treble exercise stress test to 88% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during, or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. She experienced dyspnea at peak stress. 3. The patient exhibited only fair exercise tolerance with functional capacity in the range of 7 mets. Four, the patient had a baseline low blood pressure with an attenuated, with the normal attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline. Period, the patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise for the level of stress attained related to a deconditioned response to stress and or inappropriate tachycardia with exercise with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.